Dennis was teaching the Wednesday night class about a week and a half ago. He was going through some verses concerning the promises of God. One was about rejoicing in the Lord always. Again, I'll say rejoice, or the occasion to rejoice that we have in the promise. He mentioned in his notes, is there a difference between joy and happiness in the Bible? And one of his comments was from someone else, not everyone answered yes. One person said, joy is something that is or that can be permanent, and happiness depends on circumstances. And then another person he was looking at and making comments on the word rejoice, they said many Bible verses use joy and happiness interchangeably. There's no reason for a Christian not to be joyful and happy. So yes, that's for sure. So we're going to take a look just briefly. I'm not going to answer the question, Dennis. Is there a difference between joy and happiness? But then rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And happiness or joy is something everybody desires. It's on our wish list. It's one. Somebody said it's life's most elusive goal. It's that which we pursue and can't find it. We all have some idea of what will make us happy. I've heard people say, I'll be happy when, and then they finish it about some event in the future, or when something, they get over something, I'll be happy then, but aren't you happy now too? I know Dennis always makes the comments, we've heard that money can't buy happiness, but he says, give me the money and I'll do my own shopping. I think I can find a place where I can buy happiness. If I have enough of the treasure. But concerning joy and cheer, you can find those in the detergent aisle of the grocery store. But that's not the subject of our discussion. God definitely wants us to be happy. We'll look at some things that promote happiness or joy in your life and mine. Of course, these are all on the spiritual side of life. There can be joy in the midst of conflict. That's what James says. Count it all joy when you fall into various temptations or trials. And I wonder, if you stop there, you just wonder, well, what's so joyous about troubles or trials or temptations? But the next verse answers it, and he said, knowing this, the trying of your faith works patience. So there's something that is a product of something else that gives us joy or that gives us happiness. When certain things are in place. Oh. Now, temptations are not to be viewed as opportunities to sin, but rather opportunities to overcome and strengthen character. Struggles, when we overcome them, produce joy and patience, as James says. I know Jim came by the office. Building the other day, and we just talked for a moment, and this subject just came up, and we kind of mentioned, when we're both working and busy with tasks, it's when the work is finished that we're most happy. Glad to get that over with. That's right. We get that warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Glad it's done. We enjoy the respite or the rest. We enjoy the fruit of our labor. So I just kind of put in your notes, many times joy is a byproduct. It's a consequence, or it's a result of a completed task, or a relationship that we're in gives us joy. You should be joyous. Someone put a clock on that wall back there. There's joy in that having been done. You mentioned the road home from work is a greater joy than the road going to work. The greater sense of satisfaction. I'm happier, more joyous when I'm on my way home. Psalm 5, verse 11. Let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. So when our trust is in God, rejoice. The verse continues, let them ever shout for joy. Because you defend them. So when we recognize God's defense on our behalf, joy, happiness. The verse continues, let them also that love thy name be joyful in you, for you, Lord, will bless the righteous. Your favor will compass him with a shield. Oh, I like that. Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts him. I'm helped. Therefore, so when those things are in place, my heart greatly rejoices. So let's take a look at just a couple of things that result in joy. All these are found in Christian living. Number one, Psalm 21, verse 1. And in your salvation, how greatly shall we rejoice. So I just added a couple of verses along that same theme, along that same line. Psalm 35, verse 9. My soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. So when we know that we've been blessed by God with all those spiritual blessings that he offers, the forgiveness of sins, membership in the kingdom, the hope of heaven. Ah, thank you. And it makes me joyous. Psalm 132, verse 9. Let your saints shout for joy. I'm on God's side. Romans 5:11. But we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received the reconciliation of salvation. So when we recognize that relationship with God, that we are numbered among the saved, it's an occasion for thank you, rejoicing. Rejoicing. But you know, salvation is always an occasion of joy. In Luke 15, verse 10, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Luke 15, verse 32, remember the story of the son who was prodigal and came back home. Was that we should make merry and be glad. For your brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. Meet to make merry. The Ethiopian comes up out of the water having been baptized, goes on his way rejoicing. Salvation is always an occasion of joy. Number two, was just put believing. I'm just going to read the text. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. There's a lot in just these few verses that leads us to be a joyous people. The text begins, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So blessed be God. Who, according to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again to a life or a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 4, he adds another benefit of our relationship to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, does not fade away, is reserved in heaven for you. Verse 5, he identifies us. We who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. Verse 6, in this will you greatly rejoice. Oh, all those benefits he just listed, rejoice in that. Verse 7, the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tested by fire. In verse 8, it says, though now you do not see him, yet believing you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible. So when the Bible mentions all these blessings that are ours, because of our relationship with God, again, rejoice, rejoice. Luke 10, verse number 3 in your notes, Luke 10, verse 20, rejoice because your names are written in heaven. I remember as a youngster, we'd go out of our way to see that our names were written somewhere. You know, if there was freshly poured cement in the neighborhood, couple of guys get together, we got to get our initials in that cement. Of course, if we thought we'd get in trouble, we'd write somebody else's initials in that cement. So we didn't want to get in trouble. You know, I know some people give great sums of money to have their names written on a hospital wing or something like that. So you have that name and then the hospital or a section of the hospital. Remember the newspaper, it wasn't very long ago, this famous Olympic and professional skier, Peekaboo Street. She's from the Denver area, and the Denver hospital was going to put an addition on. So she gave a large sum of money to help with that addition to the hospital. And so when it was in the intensive care unit section of the hospital, and so they were going to name that section of the hospital after Peekaboo Street. And so after it was all said and done, they had the plaque set and the plaque read, because she made the donation. Peekaboo, I see you. I like that story. I see you. Let's sing the Imitations.
That's it, we're done.
I always wonder names in the honor roll at school. Very seldom did I get 90 on the honor roll. In fact, when I was in school, the closest I ever got to honor was yes, your honor, no, your honor. But we all want our names written somewhere. And Jesus said, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. There's an occasion for rejoicing. We even sing that song, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Number four is Romans 14, verse 7. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Oh, that's right. Sometimes that becomes an issue with brethren. But he says the kingdom is not meat and drink. It's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So being in the kingdom produces joy. Of course, you always want to know how to get into the kingdom. If that's where the joy is located, I want to be there. Of course, Jesus said you must be born again in John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5. Born again, newness of life. Number five, kind of push through this because I'm going to follow the example of Chris.
That.
Well, I'm already past 10 minutes. I've already gone my 10 minutes. Rejoice. So number five was in Romans 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope. It's hope that keeps us going. This just believing that there's something better or that we're going to get out of this. Well, it's a hope that gives us, like I say, occasion to rejoice. We sing a song, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's right. There stands a rock on shores of time. Some build their hopes on, the song lists all these other things, but mine is on the Lord Jesus Christ. So we rejoice in hope. In hope. Last one I have for you is in Matthew 25, verse 23. Familiar story of the sheep and the goats, the left and the right. But the servant that has done well, when they have that time of accounting or that day of reckoning, Jesus said, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. So we have joy here and we have ultimate joy hereafter. So having experienced the joy of Christian living, there's this greater joy. It's our hope, our salvation. Just put a couple verses in your notes. Psalm 30, verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night. Joy comes in the morning. In Psalm 126, verse 5, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. There was a song, another songbook, before we got the one that we have now. There was a song titled on this verse, the heart shall reap in joy. Here's the songwriter, the hymn writer, captured this thought in the words of the song. He says, some golden day the heart shall reap what once in tears was sown, and longing eyes shall never weep, nor feet shall walk alone, because we're being in heaven. Second stanza, the seed, though sown in darkest night, shall one day bloom and bear, and gleaners in the morning light will find the harvest there. Third stanza, that golden day is free from fears, and cares no more annoy. The heart that oft has sown in tears shall reap someday in joy. And then the chorus just repeats it. The heart shall reap in joy. The heart shall reap in joy. The heart that oft has sown in tears shall reap someday in joy. I should have printed copies. We would have sung it. But that's the lesson this evening. The joy of the Lord is provided to us because of God's grace. You know, we sing Amazing Grace, and that reflects that attitude we have. And so we look up, enjoy and just say, thank you for what you provided. God's given us what we could not provide for ourselves. Provided us something that we needed, and He did it voluntarily. So we rejoice in that. If you're not a member of the New Testament church, you're not a Christian, have not been baptized for remission of sins, you're missing out on some joy. Joy that's ours. We're going to stand and sing a song of invitation. And if you like to obey the gospel, meaning once you've heard that good news message and you believe it, Jesus said you need to repent. The Ethiopian confessed his faith that Jesus Christ was God's Son. And when those four things are in place, you can be baptized for remission of sins and rise to, as Paul said in Romans chapter 6, rise to walk in newness of life. And that's where it begins. Completion of the birth process. From there, we begin to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let's stand together and we'll sing that song. If you need to respond in a public way, if that's your desire, express that this evening, we can certainly honor that.